lights, camera, action. Does this phrase make you nervous, excited, tense, or maybe even a little happy? Now, this phrase, when taken literally, is about you on a set, ready to act, ready to create through your character. Now, I can tell you, as an actor, there is no better moment than hearing that phrase. Really? Now, we're going to talk about that moment and also dissect the phrase into the perfect metaphor for your acting and for your acting career in this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video or patio for actors. What?
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. That little kind of conclusion at the end, that was the microphone slowly falling into my face. So it was kind of weird, but I'm going to leave it in just because, you know, that's the kind of mood I'm in. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a really good day. I'm having a great day, and I'm excited to chat with you about this phrase, lights, camera, action, because I think there's a lot that we can get out of it, both literally and as a metaphor for getting yourself in the right headspace for being a professional actor on a film or television set. So that should be a lot of fun. But first, I want to take this moment of the podcast to thank you so much for tuning into this patio, this podcast video. It's been really exciting. We've been growing exponentially, both the podcast and the YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast, is doing really, really well. I just want to say thank you for that. Listen, if you go to the website, castingactorscast.com, you're going to find a lot of information, but you're also going to find a form that says dive into the talent pool. And when you fill out that form, all I do is ask for your email address, and then I ask for your name. That's it. I don't do anything with that information. I might on occasion, if there's something really cool or something special I want to promote, I'll send you an email, but I'm not spamming people, I promise you. But that'll also open up a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. In addition to that, you're going to find a secret private video called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. It's a really fun 20-minute video all about what casting directors don't want actors to know. And guess what? I'm going to tell you. So you can do that at the website as well. Please feel free to send me an email if you like, castingactorscast@gmail.com. You can ask me any kind of question. Also, that's the place if you're interested in sending me one of your video audition submissions. So if you have a self-tape or you'd like to have your self-tape evaluated by yours truly, please feel free to do that by going to the website or going to castingactorscast@gmail.com. So I think that's about it, except I have two quick announcements, and forgive me for that, but as you know, I want to talk a little bit, and we're going to share my little commercial, my little one-minute spot about Actors Connection. That's coming up right now. And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC. So thank you for that. You know, I love the folks at Actors Connection. In addition, I want to do a shout out to a couple of extra things. I don't usually do this, but I thought it was worth mentioning. There are a couple of things I want to share with you. One is an organization that's just started up. It's kind of a startup. It's called We Audition. We Audition. And it's a video a chat community for actors for auditioning. They help you put together self-tapes. They help you with rehearsals. And you can get advice from professional actors as well as professionals in the business. So it's an amazing new site that I just wanted to put a shout out. I think it's really worthwhile checking out. You can find a rehearsal or self-tape instantly with somebody else in the acting community. You can take meetings on video chat. You can get career advice from industry professionals. And you can earn money for rehearsing with other actors. That's part of their program. So it's really fascinating, really, really interesting. And by the way, they're kind enough to let me know that if you sign up, and you put in the promo code CAC25, Casting Actors Cast 25, they're going to give you 25% off the membership fee. It's very reasonable. So if you're looking for additional assistance with your self-tape, if you're home alone and you don't have another actor to do an audition with, this is the place to go. Again, it's called We Audition. That's weaudition.com. So give them a shot. I'd love to have you tell me what you thought of We Audition. And again, if you sign up, you get 25% off. That's very, very cool. Full disclosure, I do get a very small commission for shouting out. So I just want to let you know that. Also, I wanted to put this shout out. Coming up in February on the 16th is the National Monologue Slam. Now, the National Monologue Slam has been around for a while. This is a really cool deal. Just go to nationalslam.com and you're going to find some really great information about the National Monologue Slam. So it's a competition, but you know what? I have to say that it's a little less about the competition and more about a bunch of like-minded individuals. We have producers, we have casting directors, we have all kinds of people that are going to be evaluating. Everybody's in the same group at the same time. And it's a really fun atmosphere, really lighthearted, but yet we really help you with your monologue. I'm really excited about this because once again, they've invited me to be a judge on the National Monologue Slam coming up on February 16th. So if that's something that might be interesting to you, then please go to nationalslam.com. Check them out. You'll see a lot of testimonials. You're going to find a lot of really great people who have put this thing together. And I would love to see you there. So the National Monologue Slam. Okay, that's enough for all the promotional stuff going on. I really want to talk about this lights, camera, action. You know, that phrase is still being used, but a little less so sometimes, only because they don't have to cool the lights down necessarily in between takes. So they might not say lights. But they might. It's still kind of a traditional thing that's being said on a television or a movie set. But I want to talk to you about that phrase itself, because actors can get really, really excited. I mean, when I was acting, I got really excited the first time I heard that, because I'm standing there with a room full of other actors and I'm doing a scene in a movie, and it's so exciting. And there are some things to think about if you have the opportunity and you're on the set for a very, very first time. So when you're on a movie or a television set, here are a couple of things I just want to share with you that will help maybe lessen some of the anxiety or the nervousness that you might feel and have a reasonable expectation about the booking. The first thing I want to share with you is the film and television set is notorious for waiting around a lot, that actors kind of have to sit around a lot. There's a lot of technical things on a movie set, especially, that are taking place. And so sometimes you'll find yourself in makeup or in costume and you're waiting an inordinately long period of time. And it can be really kind of frustrating. I just want to let you know that it's called the waiting game. And all you need to do is just breathe, feel relaxed. And you know what? It's a really good time to do your mental preparation as well. So feeling prepared is really a great way to feel more comfortable and more confident. And so the way that you feel prepared when you're waiting around on a set is remember what you did at the audition. Something you did at the audition, and maybe you even got a callback. Something you did at the callback is what got you the job. So enjoy the recall or the recall of what that audition process was all about for you. And like I said before, remember, please, to breathe. Breathing is a good thing. It's very healthy for you. Sometimes we get short of breath when we get a little bit nervous. Remember those square breathing exercises. And remember to enjoy every little moment that you can in the environment you find yourself in when on a film or a television set. The second suggestion I have is be ready to work. That's the hard part, right? Suddenly you'll get a knock on your dressing room or your trailer door, and it's time for you to do your scene. And suddenly it's like, you have to have this Pavlovian response to being ready to be on the set. My suggestion is just be prepared. Don't let the waiting drain your energy. Mental preparation means that when you focus and when you're ready to focus on the work that you're about to do, things will come back naturally and normally. It's not something that you have to sort of slap yourself in the face over. It's just something that you can feel confident about. And confidence is key, especially when working on a set. Now, we all get nervous, especially the first time on a film or a television set. So my suggestion is to refocus your nervousness into the right container. That's my phrase. Focus your nervousness into the right container, especially during the shoot. What I mean by that is, if there's no place for the character you're playing to feel nervous, it's important that you channel that excess energy into some component of the character that doesn't necessarily show. Because when we're feeling nervous and we can focus that energy, that nervousness into the character we're playing, it's really great. It feels really great. It's really comfortable. I am nervous. I feel nervous. And so this is really going to be a good acting moment because I am nervous. But many times we don't have the luxury of that. And so we have to put ourselves through the mental preparation of just focusing. And I love the visualization of that. In other words, I'm going to visualize taking that nervous energy and putting it aside and just rethinking about how I'm going to be in the moment. Refresh yourself to being in the moment. Now, you've heard that phrase a lot from a lot of directors. And what that really means is just be present. Just be there with whoever you're working with, whatever the scenario is, whatever the setting is. Take it all in and be confident and comfortable in that environment. I know it's easier said than done, but just a little bit of practice and you're going to find yourself in a much, much more positive environment, I promise you. Now, also during the shoot, you're not just probably going to show up, do it once, and then be done. There's a really good chance that you're going to do some rehearsals. And they're going to be shooting rehearsals, or they're going to be camera blocking. That means that they're going to give you where you need to stand or walk or sit or whatever the action is in the scene. But that is also for the camera to do the right shot, to follow you or follow the other character. And if it's a single camera setup, then they're going to be doing multiple takes of the same scene. And what does that mean for you, the actor? That simply means for you to be present, for you to simply be in that scene, in that moment, every time you do another take. I know it might feel kind of weird to keep saying that, staying present and staying in the moment, but it's the actor's ability to stay focused and concentrated in those individual moments when you're working with another actor, that you're fully invested in what you are doing while you are doing it. That's going to be really, really helpful. I know it. Here's another thing. Don't think that when you have an opportunity to do multiple takes, that doing more is better. What I mean by more is like embellishing, feeling that you have to, this take, I'm going to kind of push it a little bit. You really don't need to do that. Nor do you need to do it exactly the same way you did it before. Now, it's great that you have the continuity if you're going to be doing multiple takes and just in terms of your interpretation of the scene and your reaction to the other person. But there is a little bit, just a smidge of some flexibility on the set when you're working with another actor. There is no real expectation that you're going to do that moment exactly the same every time they ask you to do it. So just don't think that more is better. And please, by no means should you think that doing less is better. You booked the job. What you did in the audition is probably going to be perfect for the shoot. Next, I want you to enjoy the ride. When you're on a set, maybe it's the first time, or maybe you haven't had a lot of experience on a film or television set, just enjoy what all of that means. I guess what I'm trying to say is get in touch with why you wanted to be an actor in the first place. I think that that will serve you. I think that the joy of that will serve you. Now, when you're done shooting and they say, okay, it's a wrap, and you're done, please remember the following professional things that you need to do. You need to be very, very courteous by saying thank you to the director. You need to be courteous, some professional courtesy when you are saying goodbye to the fellow actors that you've worked with, perhaps the assistant director or the grip who helped you off and on the set, whatever. You need to just make sure that you do the professional thing by thanking them and acknowledging how helpful they were for you. Second is what I call exit stage right. What I mean by that, don't hang around. When the shooting is over, unless that's the end of the day, it's not a great idea to kind of hang around, to try and be that little, you know, mouse in the corner to watch more shooting taking place. Even though it might be really exciting for you, even though it would be really valuable for you, understood, I can see the curiosity thing kind of kicking your butt, saying, stick around, you never know. Well, I can tell you, we do know. Please don't hang around. When it's time for you to go, do the professional thing and make an exit that is logical and appropriate and professional. I can just tell you some not so great stories about actors who chose to kind of hang around on the set and try to make nice with people. It ended up being a little bit uncomfortable, to be frank with you. So keep that professional stature and that professionalism going for yourself, and you're going to find the rewards will be even greater than you even expected. And then finally, reward yourself at the end of your shoot. Really, give yourself a really big, huge pat on the back, whatever that means for you. Certainly, you could celebrate. It's a great feeling when you've put in a good day's work and you've done some really good acting moments. It's very fun, very exciting. And then don't forget to spread the word. Let people know, whether it's on social media, whether it's your family or your friends, whether it's people you've met in the industry. I love getting emails from, guess what, Jeff? I've just finished doing my first movie. When I get those emails, and I get them quite a bit sometimes, I am so genuinely happy for the actor who has really worked hard, jumped on the opportunities that are presented and make it happen. That's very, very exciting. So lights, camera, action. That's what it's all about. But you know what? It's also a metaphor. The metaphor is lights. Lights, when you hear that word, that means you need to shine a light on where you are in your career right now. Where are you in your career right now? Is aspiring to be on a film set on the list of things you want to accomplish? That's great. But making a full conscious understanding about where you are in your career right now is going to be really a good idea. Take that inventory. The other metaphor, camera. Know what tools you need to accomplish the goals. See the purpose of your tools. I'm talking about tools that an actor needs, whether it's emotional, whether it's your acting work, or whether it's the headshot, whether it's the showreel. And I have tons and tons of podcast videos to talk to you about the best way to plan and the best way to prepare for being a professional actor. And so that was lights, and that was camera, the tools, and then finally the action. Make a plan. Forward movement is the right direction. Just moving a forward in your plan is exactly the way to go. Not standing still, not taking an action, not looking back, but really looking forward, how to get it done. Now, whether you're on the set or planning on being on the set, it is a matter of having then trusting the tools while you move forward with your acting career journey. Please join me for the next episode of Casting Actors Cast. Bye.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.